Hello.
Hello. Hi, Heather. It's Samantha Hayes here from the compliance team. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Samantha. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. All right, so Heather, I see that there is a concern going on with Genesys and Afile, and I wanted to have a word with you personally to see what is going on. So go ahead and tell me what's happening here.
I have had a lot of issues with your guys' company and communication throughout my entire experience with you guys, even from the beginning. And it just, I don't understand why we're having so much issue with communication. But we
Me
seem to
neither.
be.
That's the reason why I need to get into the depth of it and understand what the issues are. So go ahead and tell me what is happening.
Okay, I was informed last week that there was some kind of block on my progress to get the book published, and it had something to do with imprints. No one explained to me what imprints were, but all of a sudden I'm being asked for more money, and I don't know why I'm even being asked for money when this is the first time I've even heard of this issue from the since January. And then all of a sudden, I'm being told by Janice that my little book doesn't really matter.
Okay, that is a strange thing to say to a customer. And regarding the imprints, what was decided originally? Were you going to provide the ISBN barcode imprint by yourself, or what was the scenario? Or you weren't aware of this, that you need an ISBN and
I
imprint?
did not even know I
Got
needed
it.
it or even needed to be provided for it.
I see. I see. I understand. First of all, Heather, I'm very sorry that you had to experience this. I believe it's your first time writing a book, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Right. In that case, there should have been a proper briefing in terms of what is required and what needs to be done at which point of time, in the duration of the project. Now I'm looking at the package that you purchased from our end, and it includes the editing that also covers the formatting and typesetting, ARC, Advanced Review, Copy Reader, Critical Review. By the way, how is the editing going? Or is the book completed?
It's almost completed. I'm waiting for them to finish the printing process and putting it online through Amazon and Barnes and Noble.
Publication, right. I see that
Yes, ma'am.
publication is included in your package as well. What about the book cover design? Is that covered?
The book cover was the first thing they did. I asked them to make a couple of last-minute changes, and I haven't seen any mock-ups of the last-minute changes, so I don't know if it actually got done or not.
Okay, so you haven't
Okay, and
gotten
I've
any
asked
revised
several
version of
times
the
to
book.
confirm. I'm sorry.
I'm saying you haven't gotten the revised version of the book cover, correct?
Not the final one, no.
All right. Along with that, I see that the ISBN and barcode registration is included in your package, so you don't have to buy that. See, there are five or six basic services that are mandatory. Apart from that, there is a whole new world out there, All of those services are optional. For example, if you talk about marketing, articles, blogs, press releases, additional platforms, if you want to go to worldwide distribution, that is another matter. All of that is optional. What basic services are required to publish the book are writing or editing services, that is already included in your package. Book cover designing, that is included in your package. Barcode and ISBN, that is included. However, the imprint is missing from the package. That is the only thing that's missing. And the copyright. So that is something that we do not proactively sell to our customers. Reason why, let me explain that to you as well. However, it should have been explained to you. That I accept, that this is the part that we missed out on our end. Now, back to what I was saying. The reason why we do not pitch this or tell the customers about the ISBN and barcode in order to buy from us, it's because a lot of customers have been working on their book for years, and they already have the ISBN. They probably have registered their intellectual property, which is a manuscript, with the USPTO as well. So that's the reason why we assume that the authors that are coming to us, 80 to 90% of them have already done this on their end. And that is probably why nobody told you about this earlier on. So at this point of
I did write a question asking, what is ISBN and why do I need it? But no one ever explained it to me.
I apologize. And you sent this message on the portal?
Yes, ma'am. It's on the portal.
Okay. Well, then this should have been looked at. By the way, about Rafael, is it? Do you think that it's because of the project manager? Because if it is, I can go ahead and, first of all, change the project manager itself. And I see that you've been having some disagreements with Janice as well. So would you like me to remove the two of them from the project?
I just want the project done. I don't care who's on it. I just want to see it completed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was told back in January it'd be done by March, beginning part of March, and here it is going to be part of May here soon. I just want to see it completed.
I understand, Heather, and I'm going to do all that is there in my power to make sure that we deliver this to you, okay? So you got nothing to worry about. Now, moving forward from here, since the imprint is not included, is this something that you can take care of on your own, or would you like a help on that?
What do you mean by that statement?
Okay. See, Evan mentioned to you earlier that most of the authors, they take care of these legal requirements on their own. That's the reason why I'm asking you if you know the process, if you can do that on your own and provide us the imprint, or how do you want to proceed from here? Because imprint is something that is not included in your package. So if you move forward with us or any other company, even if you get it yourself, it will definitely cost you something, right? So how would you like to move forward from there? The reason why I'm not asking you for money proactively, because I understand you're dissatisfied and I feel that you do not want to spend this amount or provide that amount to us, of course, due to trust issues. I mean, you know, in the past, whatever has been happening on your project, due to that, I understand that you cannot place your complete faith in the company. That's the reason why I'm asking if you can have this done on your own, and then maybe we can move on to the publication phase.
I do not have the knowledge to do the imprints on my own, nor do I have the money to provide that service. I don't have any more cash flow coming in order to get that done.
Okay. All right. And what is the discounted cost that Janice has provided you?
She quoted me at $190 for two imprints.
She quoted you $190 for two imprints.
That's what it said on the...
Let me go back to it, because what she quoted to you, it is way below the original cost of the imprint. So it's like probably close to nothing if you're going with the $190. Let me just review the conversation here. Usually, the... total pricing or total costing for the imprints, if we are looking at two, it comes up to at least $699. That's why I'm a little bit shocked in terms of the costing that she provided you. Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah, I see it here. On the 20th of April, she told you that each imprint would cost $95, making it $119 total. So, Heather, you don't have $190 as well, because the standard cost, see, let's just assume that if you're trying to get this on your own, the standard cost or the minimum that it'll cost you, it's going to be at least $499 or $500 if you do this on your own. And Genesis has provided you the best pricing possible. I mean, if I couldn't get it down to $190. So that's a good price, Heather. Is there something that you can do in regards to that? Because either way, you will be spending more than that if you buy this from anywhere else. That I'm sure of.
I don't have the $190 right now, but I will ask my friends and relatives if they're willing to help me one last time to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
But as of right this second, I don't have it.
Okay, that is completely fine. See, Heather, it's not about the money at all because, see, $190, it's not going to make us rich, right? It's all about the process because imprints are necessary. Without an imprint, we won't be able to use the ISBN on the book, and that means no publication. So we're missing out a huge chunk here just because of $190. And if you can make this work, you don't have to pay it right now. I'm going to send you a message on the portal. You can confirm that you'll be paying this whenever at your convenience, and we can start the publication process. So, you know, the book is out there, at least.
I would appreciate that if we get it out there and the people who are waiting to buy it, because I have several people waiting to buy this book.
Mm-hmm.
If they buy the book and I can, you know, get the funds that way, I wouldn't have to borrow more money from somebody.
Okay, if you will be waiting for the royalties, I want to give you a heads up that royalties are transferred to the customer over a time period of 60 working days from Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So let's just assume that if your book gets published this week and you make sales as well.
Royalties won't come in for 3 months.
Exactly.
For 2 months. Okay.
Yes.
Well,
but
then
you
I
have
will,
to
I
manage
will,
something in between.
I understand. I will ask for more money from somebody.
Yeah,
I'll go ahead and take a loan. What I can.
Yeah, of course. And there's no rush, Heather. I'm gonna write this down on the portal, send it to you in writing as well for your record, and then you can confirm receipt and acknowledge that this is the agreement that we made. All right, and that way you don't have to go back and forth with Rafael and Janice. I'm going to let them know that this is the situation, and you don't have the amount, and we don't have to, you know, hold off the project. We can initiate with that. We'll provide you the imprints for the ISBN and barcode so that we can publish the book, and there is no barrier at this point of time, you know, in terms of project completion. And whenever you have the amount, maybe let's say in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you can just come back to us and repay that. Well, pay that since you haven't paid that earlier. That makes sense?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I'm also leaving a note here in my system in order to have the project expedited. So I'll have the file call you to set up the accounts, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much, Heather. And yes, of course, the book cover. I haven't forgotten that. You're going to get a revised file for it. And there will be a preview sent to you. It's actually preview links from the publishing platforms for one final approval from your end on the manuscript and the book cover. Once you provide your approval on that, we are good to go. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Heather, for your time, and don't worry about this. It's your first book. I know it was a rocky start. You got off on the wrong note, but there are, you know, when you're writing a book for the first time, there is some back and forth involved. But I assure you that once the book is published, once you have the book in your hands, you're going to forget all about it, okay? It's think of it this way. It's an experience. It's a learning that you're getting from this process. Now, when you write your next book, you will not be facing all these issues because you're going to have all the knowledge prior to it, right?
Yes, ma'am. I already got it written and waiting to be ran through, but I just got to get the funds for it first.
Of course, of course. Thank you so much, Heather. Just stay positive, okay? Don't demotivate yourself. It's your first book. I can understand how exciting it must be, you know, to have the book out finally. So I'm really looking forward to this, and let's close this off on a good note.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much once again for your time, Heather, and I apologize for all the inconvenience. I'm going to make sure that everything is sorted out, and I will keep in touch with you. All right? You have yourself a good day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.